In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, who are Abraham's children? This is the subject of our message today. Abraham is the most important figure for the three religions who worship one God. Many claim to be his descendants. In the Bible, both the Old and the New Testament speak well and extensively about him as the father of faith. To find out the Bible's teaching of who Abraham's children are, let us listen to the words of John the Baptist in the third chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, verses 7 to 12. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." God's Word. Brothers and sisters, John the Baptizer was the prophet who came after 400 years of no prophets following Malachi, the last prophet of the Old Testament period. Malachi pointed to his coming and his divine mission. In chapter 3, we read what God said, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he's coming, says the Lord of hosts." Most Jewish people had for many years been waiting and longing for the fulfillment of God's divine promises of restoration and blessing. John the Baptizer made it very clear that his role was to prepare the people to recognize the Christ, the Messiah King, as the promised one. He called them to repent and be cleansed from their sins. These sins had led to the collapse of their nation. He called on them to get ready to receive the Savior King. He would provide atonement for sin and establish the abiding kingdom of God. Many came to receive John's baptism by water. It pointed to their need for forgiveness of sin. John the Baptizer also proclaimed that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Most people, however, did not fully understand what he was talking about. They held to the idea that their physical lineage from Abraham made them more special than others, and that God still had a plan to restore their powerful, prosperous, earthly nation. This is how they wanted to understand the message of John about the kingdom. The gospel says that many of the Pharisees and Sadducees came to his baptism. Those represented the powerful religious elite. John rebuked their arrogant religious hypocrisy and insincere desire to receive his baptism of repentance. He pointed out that being physically related to Abraham did not qualify them for special standing before God. He called them brood of vipers. Vipers, of course, are poisonous snakes. Identifying them as snakes symbolized their link to Satan, the archenemy of truth and godliness. He rebuked them further, saying, "Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.'" The words were very clear. They needed to be confronted by the fact that identifying with Abraham is not by flesh and blood. John added, "For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham." Brothers and sisters, in Genesis 12, God called Abram the Hebrew to follow his ways and promised him great blessings. That involved an ultimate objective. From the start, God told him, "In you all families of the earth shall be blessed." Afterwards, God changed his name from Abram, meaning father of a single nation, to Abraham, which means father of many nations. Later on, as Abraham was assured of continued blessing to his offspring, the objective of the blessing to all people was freshly confirmed by God, saying, "And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." In the Apostle Paul's New Testament letter to the Galatians, the meaning of this blessing of all nations through Abraham's offspring is explained. As non-Jews, the Galatians were part of the Greek civilization. In chapter 3, after pointing out that Christ was the promised offspring, Paul says, "For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise." Brothers and sisters, this is exactly what John the Baptizer meant when he said, "For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham." Abraham was truly a man of God. His faith expressed sincere trust in God and loyal devotion to serve him. Abraham was qualified, called, and equipped to initiate a true line of faith. God's agenda required necessary steps. This included the people, the land, the nation, and Old Testament scriptures and ministries. All of these prepared for and pointed to Christ, the promised seed or offspring of blessing. John the Baptizer's mission was to finally and directly identify him. The result of the coming of the promised Christ was to bring about an internationalization of Abraham's faith. This was repeatedly stressed in the Old Testament scriptures. So in Christ, the Galatians and all Jewish and non-Jewish believers become God's children, sons and daughters. They are all God's people. The Holy Spirit points out a very important fact through Paul's message to the Galatians. He says that belonging to Christ does away with all ethnic and class distinctions among God's people. Christian baptism points to their unity as one people. Not only that, but Paul adds, "And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise." Yes, belonging to Christ automatically links all believers of all nations directly to Abraham himself. So all that was promised to Abraham, the great name, the nation, and the land, were symbols of what Christ was going to fulfill and accomplish eternally. As the people of God, those who have faith in Christ are one international community. They belong to the abiding heavenly kingdom on earth, promised to King David. Paul gloriously concludes his letter to the Galatian believers by emphasizing that believers of all races and ethnicities are the new creation, the Israel of God, the true heirs of all that God promised to Abraham. Yes, through Jesus, the new Adam, they are the new Adamic race who enjoy God's abiding peace and mercy. They are Abraham's children. Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessings of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with God's people in all nations at all times throughout the whole earth by the message of the gospel of peace. Amen.